But I am thrilled in our newsmaker segment to be able to talk to the controller of the state of New York, Tom DiNapoli. Mr. Controller, thanks for getting up early for us.
Frank, it's a pleasure, and I'm with Juliet. I'm not getting on that glass elevator.
Heck no.
Well, so people are coming to New York again for some reason. What kind of impact have we seen the decline in tourism over the course of the past year have on New York State's economy and on New York City's economy?
Oh, it's been a huge economic loss. We put out a report. We've been putting out several reports looking at different sectors of New York City's economy, and just looking at tourism, what you really saw was a 75% drop in economic impact, from an economic impact of over $80 billion in 2019 to only about $20 billion in 2020. Big decline in employment. And the reason is obvious, right? It's all pandemic-related and businesses being shut down, the venues that people would go to, Broadway, restaurants, the whole ecosystem. So, and many of us, over the past few months, whenever we've been in Manhattan, especially Midtown around Broadway, it's been pretty quiet. So, thankfully, we're starting to see it come back. The restaurants are an important part of that sector. Broadway reopening in September, some of the shows are going to start again. Hopefully, we will see a quick turnaround. But my guess is it's going to take time, particularly, Frank and Juliet, for those overseas travelers who, frankly, spend more money than the domestic travelers. So,
yeah.
I think it's good. Some time before we get back to where we were.
I was going to talk about that with you. I'm curious as to what you have to say. A lot of countries and a lot of people that I've heard from countries over in Europe, for instance, countries that don't have the vaccination success that we have had here in the United States and in New York, a lot of folks are saying we're not ready for tourism to start up again, even though our leaders are opening up our countries. We obviously aren't seeing that here, are we? I mean, we are welcoming tourists. We want them to be here, don't we?
We do, indeed. Although, Juliet, I do think, I think it'll start with folks, traveling from Long Island, where I live, and Hudson Valley, coming in day trippers. You'll see, we're already seeing, some of that. How much you're going to have people flying in from other states, again, I think that's going to take some time. And I think we have to be honest. It's also issues relating to public safety, perception of where New York is at right now. So, I think those are other factors that we have to, weigh, that we, and that's why, you see the different, NYC and Company, and, when we did our report, we were in Times Square, the Times Square Alliance. They're really trying to coordinate a message of welcoming, all the different groups associated with Broadway. They're really trying to work in a coordinated fashion, and I really think that what that also means is that we need better coordination between New York City and New York State on all of these issues, whether it's on the different mandates or just, what are we going to do to make more entertainment venues available, especially now with the warmer weather, we could do more outside. Let's be honest. There has not always been the best coordination between New York City and New York State over the past few months.
Tom, I saw another report your office put out about identity theft. Apparently, identity theft cases surged here in New York last year. What's driving the uptick in identity theft cases, and what specific scams should our listeners be on the lookout for?
Yeah, I mean, Frank, we just put this report out, and the complaints to the Federal Trade Commission up 85% in New York State over the past year. I mean, dramatic increase.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of have the usual credit card fraud. That's not unusual. But in terms of your question, we see new scams related to the pandemic. So, with the government programs, unemployment benefits, right? That's been a particular area where people have been trying to access other folks' identity to get those unemployment benefits, to the point of many cases of people who are still working, not entitled to unemployment benefits, getting something in the mail saying, we got your application, we're processing it. Oh, and we've even gotten some of the calls, even though we're not the Department of Labor, the controls, saying, I didn't apply for unemployment, so I'm working. it gets back to identity theft. Even, you know, we've seen some cases where public employers have their payroll system has been hacked. So a number of employees from the same employer are having their identities theft, and folks are trying to steal their identity to get those unemployment benefits. Fortunately, in many cases, Department of Labor has been able to stop that. But another area that you got to watch out for relates to, again, related to pandemic, health care, prescription drugs, health insurance, medical insurance. Again, folks stealing identity, trying to access those benefits as well.
You know, I get so many of these scam calls. It seems like in the last year, my phone is just ringing off the hook with the scam callers, but that's a whole other topic. And as a Long Islander, a fellow Long Islander, I appreciate you joining us today. I do love my Long Island people. And
all right, Juliet.
We'll talk with you again soon.
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks, Juliet. Thanks, Frank.